so far been a very good year. We're a long way from the bin, but heading here into early August, and as you talk to farmers around the state, most are saying that the crop looks really, really good.
And is this due to the weather we've been having?
Absolutely due to the weather. We had a little bit of concern that we had too much rain earlier in the year, but we pretty well got through that, and the temperatures are holding up. I think some farmers might like to see it a little bit warmer right now, but adequate warmth and really above average rainfall, it's making for a good crop.
Now, is it a good year for sweet corn and the kind of corn we eat, or is it a good year for the corn that goes into feeds and that sort of thing?
Yes and yes. The sweet corn crop appears to be doing pretty well, although it's grown in such scattered and small lots compared to field corn that we don't track that nearly as well. But my local farmer's market's amply supplied, so I'm taking that as a good sign. The field corn, it develops at a different pace than the sweet corn that we eat, and that's the one we track the most. But yes, both crops seem to be looking pretty good.
Now, it seems like when we have plentiful corn crops, we see a difference in the price at the end. Do you think that because there's so much corn and it's growing so well that we might see corn prices actually drop when it comes to harvest time?
We've already seen some impact on the price of corn. The markets follow not just what is, but what will be. And generally, the predictions across the country are very similar to Ohio, that we've got a good corn crop, and so prices have already fallen. The question then becomes, what else will happen around the world to have an impact on corn prices? But the market's already down some in anticipation of a big crop, and as we get into harvest, if we get that confirmed, if we do see large yields, we'll probably see prices drop even farther.
But all in all, because the crop is so plentiful, it's probably going to be a good year for Ohio corn farmers then, right?
Farmers would like to see big yields and extremely high prices, but they know you don't get both. Most farmers, I think, would be very happy to have a somewhat lower price when you're talking about a yield that's a lot stronger.